Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
now.
Heal me now.
Heal me now.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
need you touch.
Power, with fire, saturate us.
many things happen to us. And what the enemy likes to do is he likes to magnify himself. So he likes to magnify your problems. He likes to magnify our problems and every situation that is bothering us. He likes to make it big so that he looks as if he is big. But when you begin to lift Jesus up, when you begin to worship Jesus, you magnify, you have to lift Jesus above your problems. You have to lift Jesus above your tears. You have to lift Jesus up above every situation. Because he is the Lord of all. He is the King of all. He is Lord. That means he's the boss. He is in charge. Hallelujah. And that is why we lift up the name of Jesus. One more time, I want you to join us and lift his name.
Depends in all the earth how it goes. say, I replied, Lord, your face will I see. Oh, yes, I will.
We bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Oh, just to start the week in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. Every day It's a day of praises, thanksgiving, a day to glorify Jesus. We thank God that he kept watch over us. He woke us up this morning. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent, for the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Psalm 45, verse 2. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Release your grace and glory upon the lives of our children and our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, release your grace and glory upon the lives of our spouses, O God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ. According to John 1:14, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. With great power, give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And our brethren, I commend you to God to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:16. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace may through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we fear not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty might be rich. Give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Father, let us know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Lord, let us find grace in a time of need in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of our Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us in all wisdom, teaching richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for your grace. We bless you for your grace, O God. Without your grace, where would we be? Hallelujah. We thank you for grace. Amazing grace. How sweet that sound. Hallelujah. So, Father God, this morning, hallelujah, we sing praises unto you, Lord, for you are the rock of all salvation. We come before your presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto you with songs, for you are a great God and a great King above all gods. In your hands are the deep places of the earth and the strength of the hills. The sea is yours. You made it. Your hands formed the dry land. We worship and bow down to you. We kneel before you, O Lord, our God, our Maker. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. You, O Lord, are great and mighty. You are powerful and glorious, victorious and majestic. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Hallelujah. We exalt your kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. In your hand is power and might to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. O Lord, our God, you are wisdom, you are truth, you handle the mighty, and you look after the weak. You make sense out of us, and you shine a light on all our broken parts. You promise healing, and you restore the lost. Everything I started in you and find its purpose in you. You will not be ignored, and you will not leave us alone to struggle in our selfishness. We look at you and acknowledge your presence, and we shout praises and thanksgiving. Jesus, you are highly exalted, and your name is above every name. We ask all of your prayers in your name, Jesus. Your name is above the name of all sicknesses and disease. Your name is above depression and poverty and all other names. Blessed be your name, Lord. You are the solution to any problem. You are bigger than any obstacles we face. Praise you, Lord, with our whole heart. We'll show forth all your marvelous works. We'll be glad and rejoice in you. We'll sing praises to your name, O God Most High. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, hallelujah, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our strength and our redeemer. Father, let our mouths be filled with praise and awe and with honor all day. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. We praise you, Lord. You are unlimited, almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the true living God. Father, we praise you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Nissi, our banner, Jehovah Makadesh, our sanctification. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Sikinu, our righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, our ever-present help. Jehovah Rohi, our guide. And Jehovah Elohim, our God, who will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name, wonderful name, forever and ever, for your loving kindness and for your truth. for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the first Sunday. Hallelujah. In the month of June. And Father, we have come to the next half of this year. Lord, you brought us from January to now. And we know that you will take us from June to the end of the year and to the beginning. And we all will fulfill our purpose and our destiny in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you choose us. And we thank you, Lord, for looking beyond our faults. Father God, we are not worthy. Our righteousness is as filthy as rags. It's because of the sacrifice that your son, Jesus, made on the cross. Oh, Father God, Jesus, we thank you for that sacrifice that you gave your life that we may have life more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Each and every one this morning under the sound of my voice. Father God, you know all that concerns their lives. And oh, Father, we ask you to intervene, oh God. These are your sons and your daughters. These are your children. Father, we pray that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. We pray for healing. We pray for miracles. We pray for signs and wonders in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And so, Lord, all we can say this morning, hallelujah, from the bottom of our heart to the depth of our soul, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Lord, we pray for mercy. Mercy for our siblings. Mercy for our nieces and our nephew. Mercy, O God. Father, we repent of the things that our ancestors did that was not pleasing to you. We repent, O God. We stand and repent for them and for ourselves in the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to walk with you, talk with you, intimate relationship with you. So we ask for mercy. And Father, we pray for those in our families that do not know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. We pray for salvation to come to family members, oh God, that do not know Jesus. We pray for salvation to come to family members in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that have backslidden, let salvation come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we ask you, oh God, to move in our midst. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Have your way in our lives. We empty ourselves of ourselves. And we ask you to fill us up in the name of Jesus. Fill us up in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we first thank you and praise you for the salvation, grace, and power of the finished works. Oh, hallelujah, of the cross. Lord, we thank you for Calvary. Bless you. your blood that was shed in the name of Jesus Christ. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespasses, they trespass against us, and that also they have walked contrary unto us, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I remember the land. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of the Lamb. For God, you became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave, going through our bloodline. From now all the way back to Adam and Eve, to close every doorway at a point of entry and a point of exit in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we take your precious blood and apply it over the lintel and the doorpost of our home, business, ministry, family, health, and finances in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:7. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt, according to Exodus 12:13. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives. We thank you, O God, as the destroyer. We thank you for the blood over our lives. The blood of Jesus as the destroyer is released to slay every Pharaoh and his Egyptian cohorts that is over our lives, and has made an alliance with our ancestral spirit to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Exodus 12:23, Lord, send the destroyer to hunt down and capture and bind the everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ, every evil operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Jesus, we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with swords, chains, battle axes, battering rams, form and fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that have been constructed in the second heavens to stop, block, hinder, and delay our blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Lord, have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war, fashioned out of the blood of Jesus Christ, to fight against every work of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, chants, spells, exorcisms, astral projections, Jezebelic prayers, and psychic meditation that was sent in the night season. Lord, have your holy angels, send your holy angels after the order of Sisera in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, we ask you to release your holy angels that are bound to hunter to hunt down and bind in everlasting chains, made up the blood of Jesus Christ, every spirit, spouse, marriage, breaking spirit, spirits of infirmities, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, sexes, and vexes, and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our oppressors that have taken up arm against us be drawn in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every astral altar, pot, and culture, and all curses, hexes, contracts, and spells that have been planted in the heavens around our stars in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bind the everlasting chains, all their spiritual attendants, guides, and spies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to release them in the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we command your holy archers to take arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits they have summoned to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ rain down everything that is connected to wickedness that has connected to our lives. Lord, rain down the blood of the Lamb on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and earth against our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold and said that the enemy has hidden. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret counsel of the wicked in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, drown every secret counsel of the wicked in the heavens, in the earth, in the high places, and in the realm of astral projections that is seeking after our soul in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up and choke every python and strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he calls up what he has stolen in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ be injected into our bloodline and veins to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus. Purge us with hyssop so we can be clean. Wash us so we can be whiter than snow. God, wash and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. And Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you, Lord. Your grace is sufficient for us, O God. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Help us in our walk with you. Help us to walk in the fullness of your redemption. Father, we surrender to you. Teach us, lead us, guide us in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for a fresh anointing for this week. Not the anointing from last week, not the anointing from last night, but a refreshed anointing. Empower us with double, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Father, bless every work of our hands. Prosper the works of our hands in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will bless our feet everywhere we go, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that we be a blessing and not a... Father God, let us be swift to do good, O God, to do what you have called us to do. Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God. Father God, we command the heavens and the earth to hear the voice of God in the name of Jesus and propel us into our divine purpose and destiny. In the name of Jesus, we cancel any curse spoken in the sun, the moon, and stars in the universe against our lives, against your plan and purpose for us. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And Father God, only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in our lives. Thank you. Thank you that we can walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Father, it is you who gave man power to get wealth. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We confess that you are able to make all grace abound toward us. Every favor and earthly blessing comes to us in abundance. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of poverty, sickness, and death. We thank you that in all situations and circumstances, whatever the need, we have all sufficiency in all things, that every need is met. Your word teaches us to give, and it shall be given to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, should men give unto our bosom. Because we have given to further your gospel, a wonderful return on our giving. With the same measure we give is the same measure by which we will receive. If we give bountifully, will we reap bountifully? We thank you, Father, that you have released ministering spirits, holy ministering spirits, which are now free to bring in the necessary financial increase. We praise you in advance for sudden breakthroughs like the bursting out of great waters, and that all hindrances to our blessings all be removed. Every financial need is met in abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray for Fatmata's son. Father, we pray that you will continue to comfort him as he celebrates. This is the second year of his mother's death. Pray that you will comfort him in the name of Jesus. Father, be with him, guide him, and all those of family members. Father God, comfort them during this time. Oh God, we thank you for the life of Fatmata, absent in the body, but present with the Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to have known her, oh God. We thank you for what you placed in her and what she imparted, oh God. We thank you, Lord. She is a gift, Lord. Her spirit lives on with you in heaven, and we thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We give you honor, we give you glory, oh God. You are worthy, oh God. Lord, we lift up the I Am Magazine 2022. In the name of Jesus, you pick the writers, the anointed writers. Father God, you pick what you wanted to go in that magazine. Oh, Father God, let the magazine not just be a table piece that people just buy to be buying, but let them take time and read what you're speaking in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call forth divine connection concerning the magazine in the name of Jesus. We pray that this magazine will go from store to store in the name of Jesus all over the United States, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that people's lives will be touched. It is not about us. It is about you. In the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, that you breathe on every letter, every page in the magazine, oh God. Your name is I Am. And so, Father, we invoke all the blessings and the breakthroughs. Your name is above all names. Oh, God, we invoke your covenant blessings that is in your name, I Am. In the name of Jesus, we invoke it upon our lives, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, and we pray, oh, God, that as people touch the magazine, read the Lord. In the name of Jesus, even as they enter their womb, they will feel the presence of the Lord, that there will be a breakthrough in their lives in the name of Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will encourage them to open the magazine and read and receive impartation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for even giving us the finances to do these magazines. We spend thousands of dollars every time, but it is you who provide, oh God. And for that, we say thank you, oh God. Father God, we are obedient to what you want, and you always provide. So we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Father God, we thank you for all those that make it come to our success, the writers, the team members. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for those who purchased and been purchasing through the years. We thank you, Lord. So, Holy Spirit, breathe on the magazine. Let it go all through the world that others may come to know Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior, that there be a great impartation in the name of Jesus. We increase on every side. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Father, we pray for the upcoming anniversary on October 22nd. Father God, thank you for the 12 years in ministry. Yes, there's been ups and downs. But Father God, you still remain the same. You are faithful. Even when we are not faithful, you've been faithful to us. And so, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to bless the occasion with your presence, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray even the ticket sales. Father God, we pray for an overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. We cannot do these things without you. We thank you for the word coming forth in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the psalmist coming forth. We thank you, Lord, for providing the finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are lenders and not beggars. We are above and not beneath. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless the remnants, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we honor you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday in the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You're hidden.